Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. You know, as nice as it might be this afternoon, for those of us who love this summery weather, anyone with asthma or allergies may want to spend more time inside in the air conditioning, because we do have an air quality alert posted that remains in effect until 11 tonight. City officials say they've been getting ready for the possibility of gusty winds, heavy rain, maybe even flash flooding this evening. The city's Emergency Management Commissioner, Christina Farrell, telling 1010 Winds they've been busy preparing for the worst over the past few days.
We activated the flash flood plan Thursday evening. And so all of the agencies, sanitation, transportation, DEP, parks, they all have catch basins assigned to them. So they will go out. All staff was out all day yesterday clearing those, making sure that there was no debris, checking known flood locations.
Now, she also suggested you allow extra travel time if you're headed out tonight, just in case you do run into any of that nasty weather along the way. The city has issued a travel advisory. Stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM this weekend, and we will keep you informed with the latest AccuWeather forecast. A mystery this morning in Brooklyn, where a body was found in Sheepshead Bay. The remains spotted in the water around 7 a.m. near the Ocean Avenue pedestrian bridge at Emmons Avenue and East 19th Street. Police aren't saying yet who it was, but they confirm it was a man, 41 years old, and now trying to figure out a cause of death. So is it too soon to talk sweep? Ecstasy for fans outside the Garden last night as the Knicks go up 2-0 in the NBA Finals.
Proud of them, and we're going to go hard the next 2 games so we can bring this home to New York.
When they come home, it's over. Knicks at 4, we need this.
Some 6,500 fans jamming 7th and 8th Avenues for the Game 2 watch party. And while most Knicks fans were deliriously happy, some apparently got a little carried away. The NYPD reports 26 people taken into custody, 17 arrested, at least one charged with assault, someone that allegedly slugged a police officer in the face after jumping a barrier. Most of the charges were for disorderly conduct, for things like climbing on food vendor carts and up light poles. Several people charged with selling counterfeit Knicks merch, and one fan accused of carrying a loaded firearm. The Knicks leave San Antonio with a pair of victories over the Spurs and are now headed home for Game 3 Monday. Also headed to the Garden that night to see the game in person will be President Trump, invited by team owner James Dolan, he says. That means even tighter security than usual, with airport-style screening lines for ticketed fans to get in. And leave your purse at home. No bags, totes, or backpacks of any size will be allowed. The usually busy streets outside the Garden will all be closed for security Monday night, which means no outdoor Game 3 watch party. And anyone that needs to catch a train to Penn Station should allow themselves plenty of extra time to get there. The city's first ever Elmhurst Day happening in Queens this afternoon. Residents and visitors have been sampling local businesses and culture. Jonathan Forgash of Queens Together telling 1010 Winds, Elmhurst has a lot to offer and the neighborhood wants all New Yorkers to experience it.
It wasn't just focused on the really incredible, diverse, beautiful cultural scene of Elmhurst, but also to focus on the community itself. So Elmhurst Day celebrates the many different cultural communities, as well as the merchants that come from those communities.
You know, among today's events, an Indonesian food bazaar featuring dance performances and local cuisine taking place at St. James Church at Broadway and Corona Avenue until 6 tonight. Whoa, Long Island celebrating the musical genius of the piano man this weekend, the first ever Billy Joel Symposium featuring music experts, critics, and scholars from across the country, discussing the musical and cultural impact of the influential pop star who grew up in Levittown. It's being hosted by the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame in Stony Brook, where Tom Needham is vice chair, and he spoke with 1010 Winds about the two-day event.
Billy Joel is a very special artist for people here on Long Island and around the world, but particularly on Long Island. He's been a major part of our exhibit here at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. His music has done things that very few artists have. He's a great songwriter. He has been able to do things musically, lyrically, that so many other artists have never been able to achieve.
The symposium will include a Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight for Dennis Arfa, Joel's longtime booking agent. They're also promising some surprise guests, and fans no doubt hope the piano man himself might be one of them. But Joel has been undergoing treatment for a brain disorder, which led him to cancel his upcoming concerts last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.